I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. You are my candy girl.
Candyman,
the Candyman,
oh, the
Candy Mountains. There's a land that's fair and bright, where the hands.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, Halloween movie costumes through history. You know you've made it when you've made Halloween. You can count box office, you can count awards, but a character that inspires a costume that goes mainstream. That's the zeitgeist.
My blood now flows through her veins.
In 1931, the film Dracula, starring Bela Lugosi, put the vampire on the map for trick-or-treaters, with music by Franz Schubert. Cut to the 1950s, age of the classic Western.
Well, Reverend, looks like you got yourself surrounded.
Scored by the likes of Max Steiner, with cowboy costumes a favorite of the decade.
Ride away, ride away, ride away.
Every once in a while, a film creates a character whose image transcends the legacy of the movie itself.
Jump into a cab and go to Tiffany's.
Calms me down right away.
Such is the case with Audrey Hepburn's portrayal of Holly Golightly in 1961's Breakfast at Tiffany's.
If I could find a real life place that made me feel like Tiffany's, then I'd buy some furniture and give the cat a name.
Black dress, gloves, tiara, pearls, cigarette holder, $80 online. Being a college dorm poster mainstay for decades, priceless. As is Henry Mancini's Oscar-winning original song.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.
Speaking of sex symbols and candy,
come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look.
The 70s gave us a range of still classic Halloween looks, from a purple-coated Gene Wilder crooning as chocolatier Willy Wonka.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
To a white-suited John Travolta finger-pointing and thrusting to the Bee Gees in Saturday Night Fever. By the 1980s, the popcorn was flowing with ready-to-be-trademarked, lunchboxed, and costumed characters. From the actually frightening, to the comically weird,
Beetlejuice?
Yes, that's it!
Name's Beetlejuice?
Ah, you said it twice, just say it once more, come on.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
To the sardonically cool.
Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Some call the sequel Ghostbusters 2. I call it the movie where they use science to figure out that Jackie Wilson is key to beating an evil pink slime that's somehow connected to a 16th century dude in a painting who comes to life and steals a baby.
Your love.
By the late 90s, it was a steady stream up the block of flamboyant outfits, bad teeth, and a catchphrase that people just couldn't help themselves from saying repeatedly.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Mike Myers plucked this 1962 Quincy Jones instrumental as his theme song. By the 2010s, with the advent of the on-demand everything era, a cottage industry rose up to lament the loss of the monoculture. Counterpoint Exhibit A.
Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Frozen so dominated the trick-or-treat landscape for so long that we're only now seeing the wave recede. Why? Has a replacement arrived? Well, if you didn't see this coming, lucky you. And if you did see this coming because you've heard it a million times in the past 2 months, just go with it. You're already numb.
I was a ghost, I was alone.
Yep, it's the giant hit from the movie K-pop Demon Hunters. So when you see the demon hunting girls tonight with long braided purple hair, they're just the latest in a long tradition of cinema fantasy becoming our shared reality. And with the neighborhood aglow, with kids beaming with pride in their chosen disguises, what could be more precious? I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.